Until the day of his death, no man can be sure of his courage. Thomas à Becket, in Jean Arnoux's Becket, 1959. This book is about gentlemen and chivalry, topics rarely discussed as the 21st century begins. This was not always so. The concept of the gentleman has a long, some would say ancient, history. Indeed, there were some Victorian and earlier commentators who piously proclaimed Jesus Christ the first gentleman. Of course, if that were so, there would be no others. For purposes of this book, though, we'll say the idea emerges in the Middle Ages, in 1100 perhaps, at which time it is nascent in the spirit of chivalry, and reaches its pinnacle towards the end of the 19th century, just as it begins to languish. So to raise these subjects now is, in the phrase of T.S. Eliot, an act of recovery. But the reader will find here little nostalgia for some glorious lost golden age. I am not Minifer Cheevy, Edwin Arlington Robinson's child of scorn, who loved the days of old, when swords were bright and steeds were prancing, the vision of the warrior bold would set him dancing. My feet are still, because I realize that in days of old, when, as Robinson and certain naughty limericks would have it, knights were bold, there was incessant brutality. Feudalism is a poor model for the good society. Yet the Middle Ages was also a time of artistic and intellectual achievements too numerous to catalogue. The chivalric ideal is one of those achievements, and although the state of perfect knighthood was rarely, probably never realized, it was and is an aspiration we are right to admire.